Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann. Nine. Paige. And Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, you love it. All the ladies would be on the floor right now. Not passed out, but dancing.
Oh, that's good. I better be on Cocaine Bear soundtrack.
Maybe. When's that ever come out?
So it's real soon.
The great Paul Coffin. Hard to say his last name. Sounds like you're saying Coffin.
I like the drums or whatever that sound is. That's kind of cool.
It's called electro funk.
That's really cool.
I don't like the substance or approve of the lifestyle, but when he goes, cocaine!
He's like going to do part. It here in like 13 seconds, I guess. I believe. Let's see. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 6. All right. 1-800-774-0093. We're going to do some open phones. Open phones means the phone lines are open. And you can call in and talk about whatever you'd like, within reason, generally.
Rogaine.
Oh, do you want some fun? Uh-oh. This is going to be loud. I'm asleep.
Was.
Oh. What? Woo! That's wild. Played the whole damn song.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, there it is. Open phones, anything you'd like to talk about. While Fatboy collects those, I will tell you that tomorrow morning in this very studio. Tomorrow's Friday, by the way, with an F. Tomorrow is Friday. And we will have an in-studio guest, a guy who is currently, Paige, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The WWE Intercontinental Champion.
Whoa, step back.
Fatboy loves the way that I say his name. In-studio tomorrow morning, WWE superstar, Gunther!
Yeah, boys!
Is he a big guy?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
He's big.
He better be to have a name like that.
Man. I mean, he's
large.
I'm very excited for that interview. I can't wait to ask him. Like, we're going to see you and Brock down the road, aren't we?
Gunther!
It looks like Gunther.
Don't call him Gunner.
No, it's Gunther!
There's only one Gunther. Rest in peace.
Yeah, but the one from Friends.
He's Gunther!
Yeah, the barista from Friends. His name was Gunther.
Oh,
but this guy is Gunther.
Is he going to have Ludwig with him?
I don't know. We'll need some extra headphones. So that'll be tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central.
Imperium.
Reason being is that SmackDown's at the Well tomorrow night here in Greenville.
Okay, so he's 6'4", 297 pounds. All right.
He's probably bigger than that now.
Yeah.
Ain't no phoner.
No. He's in studio. And I imagine we'll run cameras for that, too.
Gunther! and say a cocaine song with Gunter.
Wait, dude, get that done. Dan in Columbia. Gunter.
Come on, Dan. You going through a divorce? Maybe you got something.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
You got some time?
He asked us not to mention that. All right. All the way from way down in New Orleans, Louisiana, let's talk to Anonymous. So glad you got back in, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Well, thank you. Yeah, big fan of people who call in.
I just moved outside of New Orleans 2 months ago for work, and I listened to the Rise Guys show. I mean, you guys are wonderful.
Listen at that. Wonderful.
You are.
I think you're wonderful, Anonymous.
I got those polite Texas manners, I guess.
You're from Texas?
I am from Texas, yeah. I live there, but I'm out here in New Orleans for work for the last couple months, and I got everybody in the crew listening to you.
Oh, you're a male prostitute, are you?
Pretty much.
All right. God bless. Okay, well.
I heard something the other day where, like, the girl cheated with her sister's husband.
Yeah.
And then they got divorced, right? Like, mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the thing, Matt, like, you said either way, if you're married and your spouse's sibling hits on you, you're screwed, right? Like, what? There's nothing you can do about it.
I think there's a ripple in the relationship, meaning the wife... If her sister hit on the husband, even if the husband doesn't do anything back, there's always going to be that kernel of resent because her sister wanted her husband. I feel like that's the way it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get over stuff, but it's still...
She might keep messing with you, too.
Forever. Or she might go try to have sex with your boyfriend down the road or something. Yeah, that's what I mean. But
something similar like that happened to me though, and it's got me feeling super paranoid right now.
Okay.
Because I've been married for 11 years and I got 3 kids.
Yeah.
And about, I'd say 2 years ago, me and my wife were at the party, and at this party, my friend's party is actually at her best friend's house too, so we're all family but friends, but it's her best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a huge dinner. I mean, everyone was drinking, and there might have been a little herb passed around, but
give me some sage. Yeah. Give me some cocaine.
I love that song.
It wasn't that good, Paul Coffin. Yeah, so it's one of them. It's not a dry party. It's everybody's.
No, I mean this is a loose party. Let's say, let's put it politely. Mm. And then, anyways, long story short, I started. I kind of went near the kitchen, and my wife's best friend, who's hosting, is just getting through a divorce, and she started grabbing my butt like every time I walked by. Just nonstop, just always grabbing my butt, and then she kind of grabbed my butt and wink.
What did people say when this is happening? Doing it discreetly?
She's doing it when no one's really around. When I'm just like passing by, going back to the kitchen to grab another drink or whatever, and she's just kind of grabbing my butt casually and winking, you know. And I gotta admit, I got a pretty good butt, so
God,
I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't either, man. If she's grabbing me, she's going to get some bone.
I wish I could reallocate to, like put some of the gut in the butt. You know what I'm saying?
From gut to butt.
Is there a surgery for that? Yeah, but then I'd have a belly button back there, too.
You got a hairy ass, too.
Yeah, and explaining that tramp stamp, that's tough. Now,
the stretch marks on your ass.
So you're saying you're blaming it on the plumpness of your ass because you're like, I have an ass that would be hard for a woman not to go.
It's out there. Good it's around. You. And I can see that why she did it. That's all I'm saying. I can see that.
But you're thinking this is just like, horsing around kind of deal or whatever.
Because she's always been flirty.
I mean, look, there's no way to hide that. I mean, that's butt grabbing. You're not really trying to conceal it from people. Somebody's going to notice it. She keeps doing
it.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. At the end of the night, I mean, everyone's in a good mood. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying goodbye, and she literally took her hand and grabbed my rod.
What?
Come on, man.
Yes, she grabbed. She grabbed my rod.
Okay.
Well, if you don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Zebco. Now we know what they call them in Texas.
Zebco.
I figured they called them old drills. It was my old rig. She grabbed the bull by the horns, if you know what I mean, guys.
That's
real, and she grabbed it real good, if
okay.
you know what I mean.
I got you.
Oh, my goodness.
Did she wink at you, too?
Did it hurt, maybe? Yeah, okay.
I mean, I knew something was there for a definite moment. Let's put it that way.
She grabbed it. She did the tongue against the inside of her cheek.
That's funny. Some people can't do that, right?
No, I do it backwards when I try to do it.
They do it like I'm putting a dip in.
Oh, it's like it's reversing, coming out the other side. So
you know,
then what happened? Someone saw it then?
No, no one saw it. And so the thing was, I mean, I'm not going to say anything to my wife because that's her best friend. And so I wasn't really worried about it, you know, too much. But then this is the thing.
Were you offended,
you know?
Were you offended?
I really wasn't offended. No, I mean,
you were acting like it.
I was kind of like, yeah, I still got it, man.
You're kind of damned if you do either way now.
That's what I was saying with that. So
exactly.
Okay.
But the thing was, she texted me the next day and apologized. So, you know, I just ignored it because I was like, let's just not touch this. Let's just act like I didn't even see it, didn't happen, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. So she texted me, apologized, and I'm kind of paranoid now because the thing is, if one day down the road, I mean, like her friend tells my wife about this, my wife's going to be pissed at me for not telling her way back then.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, okay. You see what I'm saying now, right? It's that same thing. But what did you reply back, though, when the wife's best friend said, hey, I'm sorry for I call them Dugans. What did she say about that? Like, hey, I'm sorry. Plus, how drunk was she if she was aware the next day she realized she did it?
That's why I just ignored it. I didn't say anything. Okay. I didn't even respond to her back.
You shouldn't have. I mean, really.
Yeah. You got to know if it happens when everybody's sober. That's another story.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Now, there's a text that says, why did she have your phone number? That's not, that's not that odd. I don't
know. Your wife's best friend.
Oh, no, they go out all the time. Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, this is her best friend forever. And so, you know, when they would go out, she'd lose her cell phone, my wife, and I'd have to call her, you know, be like, hey, where is she?
My God.
I wonder if this guy could tell his wife to clear his conscience, and maybe she don't believe him anyway, and then he can just kind of play it off that way.
But what if, but what he's saying is, and hearing that call and all that made him think, like, what if down the road they go to one of them girls' wine weekends where they go to stay at the winery and all that?
Oh, my gosh.
And then they do the bonfire, you know, where Paige just realizes her chest is on fire at one point. And then they're like, all right, y'all, let's do this fun game. It's called Confessions.
Oh, no.
You know, it's the way it happens.
That would be the worst.
And then the next thing you know, she's going to call you. She's more mad at you for not having said anything than she – it would probably be equal mad, anger. But, God, it's a great example of it. Damned if you do.
You're going to catch it either way.
That's the thing. And I'm paranoid because I'm going to be living with this, and I got to figure it out because I either have to address it and be like, hey, oh, that – it just slipped my mind. You know, that happened that time. I think I told you, right? Pretend like I told her because it was a couple years ago.
Well,
you know?
I'm not
I would want to know. I would.
You would want to know?
Yeah, if my friends are doing that and grabbing. That's going a little too far.
It is. Yeah. But it's, are you doing it for the alibi? Or are you doing it because, you did nothing.
No.
And, you know, and you put the shoe on the other foot. If it's a woman being a guy's being aggressive toward her, you know that mentality. Like, say something. You ain't got to be worried about it. But if you're a guy and it involves your wife and her best friend, I don't know if you say something.
Yeah, what do you do?
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Listen, when you go back to Texas, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to drive to every radio station there and I want you to tell them about us because I want my big D in Dallas.
You would be huge there.
Well,
for
I am
sure.
In most places.
I would do that.
Yeah. All right, we got a break, but and I know you said you needed to be at work at 8:30, so we will talk about this more if you want to keep listening, but we'll let you go now, okay? And we'll talk about you.
Thanks.
All right, yes, sir. My gosh.
Don't let women grab your penis, Neil.
Well, or you know. I think it says a lot about the relationship if you can tell your wife without being nervous about that. Like, if you're the real deal package, you know, when two hearts come together as one.
Yep.
Not like that. It's with an O-M-E. It's like, you know, that's your equal. You should never feel like you're walking on eggshells. So you tell her. And then, I don't know. I'm sounding like Dr. Phil right now. I retired.
He's got a decision to make.
Does he, though? I mean, he said it happened a while back. 2 years. Was it 2 or 2 months?
Yes. I mean, long enough to where that's going to be an issue, too. So
it wasn't on his radar until he heard that segment on our show, and then he's reliving it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to your calls next. 1-800-774-0093. You can talk about that. Been there, done that, or what would you do kind of deal. 1-800-774-0093. I'm not John Quinones.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
B1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Happy damn Thursday. Tomorrow morning, if you missed the announcement, in studio, 7:30, and we're gonna have like, it's not gonna be like an in and out thing. We're gonna have some time with him. WWE Intercontinental Champion.
Gunther!
Maybe one of the segments we'll do a Gunther off.
You think they're going to bring him in that way?
I don't know if he'll bring all of Imperium with him or not. I think they would tell us just so we'd have, you know, all the needed stuff. So it may just be Gunther.
I imagine the door's going to fly open. Ludwig's going to introduce him.
He's going to grab the mic from Paige. He's going to pull it over there.
Yep.
He's going to do the impression. Or do the introduction. He's going to have that chin up in the air.
He's going to throw it.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Tomorrow night, SmackDown in town, and Gunther will be in studio with us. Now, Kylie, she's been waiting the longest. We're going to go with her first. 1-800-774-0093. She's calling in about the guy whose wife's best friend hit on him, literally. Grabbed the back and the front, and he's now worried if he should tell his wife. Hey, Kylie.
Hi.
Hey, is there big celebrations on St. Patrick's Day in Clover, South Carolina? Curious.
That's a good question.
No, I really wish there was, though.
Yeah. Well, they always said Clover is for lovers.
But the school here is like an eagle. I thought they should have put it as a leprechaun, but they're just not as smart as I am.
That's true. Oh,
that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
You can change it.
Kylie, do you have a city council there in Clover? Run. Now, you had a comment on Anonymous, who is working in New Orleans, but from Texas. I don't know why that matters, but what was your comment on that?
Well, he's like he said that this happened a couple years ago, and he's worried about his wife finding out. Mm-hmm. And some people wanted him to just tell her, but from my perspective, he's waited too long since it's been a few years. So if he tells her now, she's going to be too mad that he waited that long to tell her. So he's kind of like, he's kind of out of luck either way.
Yeah.
So no matter what he does,
I like how you said
it's
that.
Be bad.
He's blank out of luck, yeah. Like the blank that hits the fan. Now, Kylie, let's say that you have a man. You got a man?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. So let's say your man tells you this. Be honest with yourself. Like, there is this thing where y'all will be a little bit different, you and your man, when if you find out about something's different there forever. So do you want to even know if it was a butt grab, maybe a grabbing of the willy?
I would want to know, because then I wouldn't want to be friends with, like, somebody who's doing that.
Yeah.
No.
Because the girl, for her to go back and to, like, say she was sorry, she had to be, like, aware of what she was doing.
Yes.
So I wouldn't want to be around somebody who does something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would want to know.
Yeah.
Like, I would be upset with him for not telling me, but I'd be more upset with the friend for doing it and being aware of it.
Right, that's what I wanted to know, who she'd be more mad at.
And just think about it, if it was the other way around, if a guy grabbed a girl like that, that's sexual assault.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and that's where bad. Women are scared to, like, speak up, like, you know, work point of view kind of stuff or whatever. But this is, when it's a guy, and this isn't sexist, but it is a damning situation both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. That's why maybe women are going after not so hot guys now, because they realize there'll never be any threats.
Nobody's going to believe them.
Yeah.
Have you been cheated on before, Kylie?
Yes, I have.
That sucks.
Oh, how'd you find out?
Because we broke up because we had other problems, and then he just told me.
Oh.
It was really bad.
Was it someone you knew?
Salt in the wound.
Well, he didn't want me to know at the time, so he waited until we were, like, fully separated, and then he told me just to make me mad.
Just to hurt you.
Okay, so you might have been lying.
Yeah, you didn't, like, get mad at the person, did you? Did you just say, hey, why did you sleep with my man?
No, I didn't really care at the time, because, like, we were already, like, separated, and it had happened a while ago, so I was like, oh, well, like, we're not together, so it doesn't matter anyways.
But it wasn't one of your friends?
No, it wasn't one of my friends. It was, like, some random person.
People are texting in, I assume, guys, and there could be some, lesbians that are texting. Really like your voice, Kylie. Want us to keep you on and talk to you more. Can't think of any questions, though.
Well,
Kylie, is that stand for Kentucky Lie? That's what I can come up with.
Well, they like that laugh, too.
They do.
You're getting them going.
You should do some kind of spoken word something.
Okay.
I was hoping she'd have, like, a sister. Maybe the boyfriend cheated with the sister or her mom or something juicy.
Oh, the mom's the worst.
Just
a
random person, you know. It's bad either way, I guess.
Yeah, it is. All right, Kylie, have a great morning.
You too.
All right, thank you. Oh. She's trying harder now.
She was cute.
All right, bye.
You're wonderful.
Bye, Kylie.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Well, you hang up.
Keep in touch this summer, okay? All right, bye.
Call back, Kylie.
K-I-T-S.
Dang, man.
My God, that all went to, this girl's voice is hot. Ask her more questions. Keep her on.
Do you think a truck full of roofers are wondering why the driver pulled over and started pulling his drawers down?
No.
My God.
Y'all do not look up here. Give me a couple minutes.
I'll be done.
We'll get to the job soon enough. We're going to knock off a 12 anyway.
I don't know if this person is being facetious, funny, or whatever, but I'm going to take it as truth here. Okay, let me scroll back down. When I was 8 years old, I'm reading a text. When I was 8 years old, I knew that my mom was cheating on my dad. And I told my daddy, and he didn't believe me. He got mad at me and put me on restructions, which maybe that's something in a different part of the country we don't know about. Put him on restructions and got more mad at me thinking that I was telling lies. Turns out, he found out years later, it was true. He never apologized. Apologize to me. Apologize is literally what that says. Apologize to me. Because you got to understand something. It's like with like, who was the guy, the famous wrestler that got FedEx fired? Like,
It was Honky Tonk Man, wasn't it?
Was it? Like, they got a letter in the, from FedEx and it said you're fired.
I think
fired.
It was a few.
Because, you know, the
Disco Inferno 2, maybe?
A lot of the decisions to let people go doesn't come from, like, the immediate area. It might be a, hey, I need you to cut this. And so when people hear bad news, who do they get mad at? The person they hear it from.
Yeah.
That's why when I got cheated on, I lost 4 to 5 friends because I knew, found out later that they knew and didn't tell me. Aww. And I got pissed at them for that.
Yeah, but how involved do you want to get in somebody else's thing?
Because it's the ego. It's like, so all this for like 2 or 3 months, y'all all knew.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were dating her friends. So there was this oath.
Well, yeah, you got it, yeah.
Yeah, and man, I didn't want to. And I'm like, well, I get it, okay? But still, I felt like a dip ass for the longest time because everybody knew and didn't tell me. And like, this was in the late 90s.
We used to go out downtown, you know, and run around a little bit. And we knew somebody who would go out. And they would kind of get a little wild, you know, if you will. But they had somebody with them. And this person was like, that's my brother-in-law. And we were like, oh, no, you're screwed. But yeah. She said, no, it's my sister's husband.
Yeah, didn't care as much.
Like, oh, yeah, you can do whatever now. He ain't going to say nothing.
That's the different in-law part of it.
On that guy's text, if a kid's telling you that, aren't you wondering where a kid knows all this?
I would tell.
Is a kid going to make that up?
Dude, I had a friend when I was in, it was either middle school or high school one, and they intercepted a phone call, meaning they answered the phone. You remember back in the day when people had home phones?
Oh, yeah.
And you go and pick up in a different room. It picked it up at the same time, and here's his mom talking to a dude about. She even said what she. Like, apparently, this woman never played tennis. That's why they wear them short skirts.
Oh,
easy
yeah,
access. And he heard that, and man, he told me, he's like, I didn't. Oh, this is awful. Yeah, I'm very nondescript with this, but said, like, I didn't want to say anything to my dad because, like, I didn't want, like, my whole world to fall apart, you know?
I did tell on my dad once.
Did
I
you
saw
really?
Him kissing another woman when I was 4 years old and told my mom.
Yeah, but
when you were four?
Mm-hmm. I ended up getting spanked really hard, and he that was the ticket for their divorce. That started it.
Who spanked you? I want to say spunked. I know that's not right though.
My dad spanked me with the belt.
Because you told. Oh my god! Because
you narked him out.
I did. Well, I mean, I didn't know who that person was. I said, "Mommy, Daddy's kissing another lady." I went and got her.
I should have blamed it on your brother.
My mom walked in and whew.
What'd she do? You don't ever kiss me.
No, she got her out of the house, and that was a bad situation.
That's weird to see, man. That's really weird to see. I remember the first time as a child seeing my mom hug another man, but it was in church. But still, to see that, I'm like, it's like that little thing as a kid, like, this ain't right.
Wouldn't happen now.
Ain't my daddy. No. Oh, you're right. She doesn't hug anymore.
She fist bumps.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the rest of the calls online. Our apologies. Paige was talking way too much.
I'm sorry.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Wake it up! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
E1's Rule. The Rise Guys.
Hey, thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's let Paige decide. I always get the pressure of, and when I don't get to all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All of the calls, some of these people will text me hurtful messages.
I tell them to.
Calling me various words to start with F and things. I don't like it. And none of them's friends.
Fancy.
That's only Reba. Paige, where do you want to start? You already know. You said you know this person.
All right. We'll go to P1 Snake Boy.
How do you know Paige, P1 Snake Boy?
I've known Paige since before you guys were on the air.
Well, that still negates the answer to the question. How do you know?
Oh, God. How do I know from the radio?
Okay.
Yeah, 20 plus years.
Have you guys ever met off air? Or?
Yeah. Attempted to one time, but it ended up me in a wreck.
Oh, no. What happened?
Guy ran a red light and plowed into me.
On your side?
Yeah.
Oh,
wasn't
God.
On the passenger side, just in the back.
My God. You all right?
Yeah, it's all good. Got screwed by the insurance company, but, you know.
Well,
that's why I don't pay it.
It happens.
Was that a sign from the Lord not to go meet Paige this frivolous sex that you had arranged?
Frivolous.
He's married.
Frivolous. I have my wife in the car with me. No, we're joking about all of that. Now, Snake Boy, it says here that you have a conspiratorial concern.
No, just to touch on what you were talking about earlier about the phones listening to you.
Oh, yeah.
My boss man, his brother works for the government and has top clearance and stuff and can't really discuss a whole lot. But he says if you want to cut that out, for one, yes, they are listening. But if you want to stop it, you have to turn your phone off for no less than 30 seconds and no more than 3 days apart. You become more of a nuisance than anything, and they quit resetting your status on your phone.
Oh, okay. Like, it must give them some kind of alert because, you know, it's widely known the NSA has software on iPhones that they listen.
Yeah, yeah. But so turn it off no less than 30 seconds, but no more than 3 days?
You can't go more than 3 days apart turning it off.
Man, you know what? Like, I rarely turn my phone off.
Yeah, I don't do it much.
I charge it, and, you know, it's probably screwing it up anyway. But the talking thing, though, but when you hear things like that, Snake Boy, do you get, do you get the heebie-jeebies? Do you feel like, oh, man? Because the thing about it is, when you watch any of those, like, I'm really enthralled in this show. Oh, God, I can never remember the name of it. I'm so enthralled with it.
Yeah,
what is it called? Fat Boy, I was texting you about it yesterday.
This was Smugglers in New Zealand?
Yeah, whatever it's called. To Catch a Smuggler. And they're showing how people bring drugs in, and it's all these kind of crazy ways. But with the phones listening, though, as long as you're not, like, talking about anything crazy, but they also know the emojis. Like, they were saying on there, if they think that you're smuggling in something, they can get your phone without a warrant and go through it, and they'll say, Okay, it says here that you're going to pick up this flower emoji.
Okay.
They know. I mean, you can't.
Probable calls.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they're good. I don't know.
But they're looking at text too, right? I mean, they can if they want.
Well, it's really bugging the piss out of me that all this started with COVID about the policing of the language of stuff. Like I said the other day, and it's going to happen regardless, but if I say the word S-E-X, the algorithms of podcasts bring that show down to the search results because, oh, they're talking dirty. But it might just be you say that word. Word is if you say anything about a lot of parts of World War II, it will, they call it demonetizing, but it brings it down. But it's policing it. They do it under the act of war, protecting the kids. But it's also a thing of the other day, a buddy of mine posted this silly Instagram video. It was a two-headed horse that was running down the beach.
Oh, okay.
And it was obvious. It wasn't a five-legged horse.
It was a
two-headed horse. And it was CGI, and he just put it up, blah, blah, blah. And it had this new flag I'd never seen. It says, fictional, check your sources or whatever. And I'm like, who the hell is going to see this thing as a real two-headed horse? Why you got to waste your time doing this stuff? And it's the algorithm and the AI that's policing it. And that's
creepy.
Yeah.
It's just like you don't even know who's watching.
You don't know what you can and cannot say. It's outside the seven words now.
That's why you spell it S-E-K-S and get around it.
Oh.
That's what you do.
Yeah, like what if I said, hey, look at Paige right now. She's dressed like a praying mantis. She looks very insexy. They would get demonetized or whatever.
Yep.
I don't like it, Snake Boy.
Well, it's not just the government. It's also, well, the Facebook's in with the government. They knocking off accounts just on the government say-so. It's all of them. Everything from TikTok, Facebook, government, NSA. All of them. I sound like a nutcase at this point.
No, you don't. I mean, it's just hard to put it into words sometimes. But at the same time, though, you know, with TikTok, the whole stuff comes out about all that stuff. And, you know, no one gives a crap.
Fall back on the Patriot Act argument.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. And then you see a thousand.
Talk about how you need a new refrigerator. And then next thing you know, on Facebook, your account's popping up ads for refrigerators.
Here's the thing. That's the part of AI that I don't mind. If they can contour advertising of things they know that I'm interested in or I'm looking for, that's kind of helpful. But then when they're keeping information away, I could give you a good example, and then we'll have to get to another call. But the thing we were talking about the other day, the AI-sourced ChatGPT. Or is it GBT?
I don't know now because
somebody
the
in the office says it differently, and I can't remember. But it's the AI, so you go in and say, hey, write me a blog about this or that. They're showing now how they're being very one-sided. So the example was, write me a retrospect on the presidential career of Joe Biden. And it writes out this. And I'm giving you an example. It's not cited by any particular way. And then they write this very colorful, nice little thing. And then they tried the same thing on Trump. And they threw up this thing. We are not allowed to make any kind of, basically saying, yeah, we'll do it for that, but we ain't doing it for that. And that's the AI program. So see, even if it is AI, it can be programmed to only give you certain knowledge. And
it's not supposed to be biased.
That's the word I was looking for.
Well, they also found the flaw in the same thing when you try to do crime reports for certain areas, because all they do is put in the reports for the neighborhoods, but those reports were filed on a bias.
Yeah, I think we've seen that here in the news recently, where the reports and the videos don't really match up.
Yep.
Snake Boy, have a good morning, sir. Thank you. They're listening.
And you as well.
They're
Thank
listening.
You guys.
Thank you.
Bye, Snake Boy.
If you type in Paint Me a Birmingham, what pops up?
That awful song. Paige.
Yes, sir.
Have him Uber next time over to the house.
Oh, okay.
He was cool. You should mix in him and the wife.
Yeah,
now.
Like what?
He's been married for a while. I mean, they have a great life, and he doesn't have snakes anymore.
Oh, well, then he can't have that name anymore. Then.
Yeah.
Would you like to be a part of his life?
Well, I have been. I mean, he calls in for many. I mean, here we've been friends for a long time.
Okay.
Is his name Snake Boy because when he? You get a little
no,
a little
no. The first time
He comes up doing a little reptilian dance.
When I met him, he had a snake on his neck, and I go, your P1 name is Snake Boy.
Well, you almost did.
Stop. Never mind.
Come on, man.
Snake laying on his shoulder.
You're going to give a guy in New Orleans from Texas flashbacks.
No, that was a photo op he did with Robert Gibson. And I'll tell you this. Tomorrow morning, Gunta
will
be in studio with us at 7:30. We'll take us a little break here. Take a trip down memory road. Right, fat boy?
Yeah, the TNC. Last week, the guy says the girl smokes too much weed. Well, now he called her for TNC.
Uh-oh.
All she does is smoke weed. Right after this. Good morning.
P1's feature need for TRG at theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.